In the 19th century, there was no concept of youth justice within the penal system. For many children, as well as adults, larceny was a means of survival due to the harsh poverty of the day. Children were tried and sentenced as adults when they committed a crime, and they also served time at the Kingston Penitentiary. In prison, children were forced to submit to corporal punishment when they broke the rules, just like their adult counterparts. Several children have been incarcerated in the Kingston Penitentiary. Two of these were Antoine Baucher and Alec Lafleur, aged 8 and 11, respectively. Both were listed as receiving corporal punishment during their time in prison. Antoine Baucher has the distinction of being the youngest child ever incarcerated at the penitentiary. He was serving 3 years, convicted in 1845 of picking pockets on a steamboat. Girls were also prisoners. Sarah Jane Pierce was another child convict who served 7 years at the penitentiary. She was convicted of burglary in 1878. In 1849, a commission run by George Brown was set up to examine the operations of the provincial penitentiary. The commission found that inappropriate punishments were routinely given out to children within the institution. They noted the case of Peter Charbonneau, age 10, who was serving a 7-year sentence. Charbonneau was punished for many insignificant offenses, such as, quote, staring, winking, and laughing, end quote. For this, he was punished by being publicly whipped in front of the rest of the prison population. The commission notes that Charbonneau was, quote, publicly lashed 57 times in 8 1/2 months, end quote. There were many other cases of children being punished, and the commission condemned this, quote, inhumanity, stating, quote, it is horrifying to think of these little children being lacerated with a lash before 500 grown men, to say nothing of the cruelty, the effect of such a scene, so often repeated, end quote. Soon, placing children in penal institutions with adults was no longer standard practice.